With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. First the son, now the father, has been arrested on charges stemming from the deadly Winder, Georgia school shooting. Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Chris Hosey.
With District Attorney Brad Smith, the GBI has arrested Colin Gray, age 54, in connection to the shooting here at Appalachian High School. Colin is Colt Gray's father.
Charges against the elder Gray include second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. He's accused of knowingly allowing his son to possess a weapon. The son, Colt Gray, is charged as an adult with four counts of murder and is due to make his first court appearance today. Former President Trump unveils the specifics of a multi-tiered plan aimed at jump-starting the economy should he win back the White House.
Former President Donald Trump promised the Economic Club of New York he would lead what he called a national economic renaissance by increasing tariffs, slashing regulations to boost energy production, cutting government spending, and lowering corporate taxes for companies that produce in the U.S.
The fifth pillar of my plan is to make the Trump tax cuts permanent. They are massive tax cuts, biggest ever, permanent, and to cut taxes even more.
Democrat Kamala Harris's campaign issued a memo accusing Trump of wanting to hurt the middle class, arguing his ideas would expand the national debt and shrink economic growth and job creation. I'm Norman Hall.
Mr. Trump has pleaded not guilty to revised federal charges in the 2020 election interference case. Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli forces appear to have withdrawn from several West Bank refugee camps after a more than week-long military operation. The Israelis say the aim was to root out terrorists operating from those refugee camps. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 162 points. This is SRN News. Two German podcasters are punished for rejecting transgenderism.
A court in Frankfurt ordered the men to delete an episode in which they referred to a man who is living as a woman as a man. The issue has to do with a man who was using women's facilities at a gym. The podcasters have opted to kill the episode under threat of a $250,000 fine or 6 months in jail if they did not. Free speech is not as well protected by law in Germany or any other Western European nation as it is here in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two more Ohio abortion restrictions have been blocked in court as the legal impacts of a 2023 constitutional amendment guaranteeing abortion continue to be felt. The Cincinnati judge's preliminary injunction temporarily halts enforcement of a ban on using telemedicine for medication abortions and a second law prohibiting non-doctors from prescribing the drugs. This is SRN News. Teen vaping has fallen to its lowest level in a decade.
That's according to new survey data. U.S. health officials say the drop in the number of teens using e-cigarettes has pushed the underage vaping rate to below 6%. They attributed the decline to fewer high school students using Elf Bar and other vapes that come in fruit and candy flavors. The drop in vaping didn't coincide with a rise in use of other products, such as nicotine pouches. Sales of small flavored pouches like Zen have surged among adults, but the survey shows their use remains rare among teens. John Scott reporting.
Former President Trump's lawyers are fighting to overturn a verdict finding him liable for sexual abuse and slander. A U.S. appeals court in New York is scheduled to hear arguments today in Mr. Trump's appeal of a jury's finding that he had sexually abused writer E. Jean Carroll. More details at SRNNews.com.